The Supreme Court has struck down part of a law that bans offensive trademarks in a ruling that is expected to help the Washington Redskins in their legal fight over the team name. The court said the 71-year-old trademark law barring disparaging terms infringes on free speech rights. Redskins owner Dan Snyder says he's thrilled with the decision. In Major League Baseball, Whit Merrifield drove in the go-ahead run in the seventh inning. Eric Hosmer hit a two-run homer, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Boston Red Sox 4-2 for their eighth win in nine games. Dodgers rookie Cody Bellinger launched two more home runs, setting a Major League record with his powerful start. And Clayton Kershaw became the first 10-game winner in the National League, despite giving up a career-high four long balls as Los Angeles held on for a 10-6 victory over the New York Mets. The Boston Celtics, who made the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals this year before losing to Cleveland, are strengthening their team for next year. They have traded their number one pick in this week's NBA draft to the Philadelphia 76ers. Boston will get the Sixers pick, number three overall, and another first rounder in 2018 or 2019. This year's U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame class is headlined by former Boston University coach Jack Parker and longtime NHL coach Ron Wilson. The 2017 inductees also include retired NHL official Kevin Collins, three-time Olympic women's team coach Ben Smith, and former NHL player Scott Young, a 17-year veteran. The Federal Trade Commission is seeking to block the merger of FanDuel and DraftKings, the two largest daily fantasy sports sites. The FTC says, along with the Attorneys General of California and District of Columbia, will file a complaint to temporarily stop the deal. The CEOs of the one-time rival companies say they're disappointed by the decision and are weighing their options. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.